We recently asked the rapist-in-chief and Bible salesman why he applied for complete immunity and what he thought that immunity should include.
Murder! I think it means anything.
What is wrong with you?
Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole... That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country.
Ex-President Trump was not allowed to be on the Colorado ballot, and we asked him... What do you plan to do to the state of Colorado should they forbid you being on the 2024 presidential ballot? Here was how the adjudicated rapist and Bible salesman answered that question.
Bomb the shit out of them.
I'd blow up every single inch. There would be nothing left.
Yes, Mr. Ex-President. We know that your son, Barron, and you are not getting along too well because he is, in fact, taller than you, and that makes you rather envious. However, he did show up today, and he's coming your way right now. Do you have anything you'd like to say to your son, Barron?
Get him out of here. Throw him out.
Pat McCurdy on the off-ramp, reminding you to get your news from comedians.
Now, there's one thing you might have noticed I don't complain about. Politicians. Everybody complains about politicians. Everybody says they suck.
Yeah!
Well, where do people think these politicians come from? They don't fall out of the sky. They don't pass through a membrane from another reality. They come from American parents and American families, American homes, American schools, American churches, American businesses, and American universities, and they're elected by American citizens. This is the best we can do, folks. This is what we have to offer. It's what our system produces. Garbage in, garbage out. If you have selfish, ignorant citizens, you're going to get selfish, ignorant leaders. And term limits ain't going to do you any good. You're just going to wind up with a brand new bunch of selfish, ignorant Americans. So maybe it's not the politicians who suck. Maybe something else sucks around here, like the public. Yeah, the public sucks. There's a nice campaign slogan for somebody. The public sucks. Fuck hope. Fuck hope. Because if it's really just the fault of these politicians, then where are all the other bright people of conscience? Where are all the bright, honest, intelligent Americans ready to step in and save the nation and lead the way? We don't have people like that in this country. Everybody's at the mall, scratching his ass, picking his nose, taking his credit card out of his fanny pack and buying a pair of sneakers with lights in them. So I have solved this little political dilemma for myself in a very simple way. On election day, I stay home. I don't vote. Fuck them. Fuck them. I don't vote. Two reasons I don't vote. First of all, it's meaningless. This country was bought and sold and paid for a long time ago. The shit they shuffle around every 4 years doesn't mean a fucking thing. And secondly, I don't vote because I believe if you vote, you have no right to complain. People like to twist that around, I know. They say, well, if you don't vote, you have no right to complain. But where's the logic in that? If you vote and you elect dishonest, incompetent people, and they get into office and screw everything up, well, you are responsible for what they have done. You caused the problem. You voted them in. You have no right to complain. I, on the other hand, who did not vote, in fact, did not even leave the House on election day. I'm in no way responsible for what these people have done and have every right to complain as loud as I want about the mess you created that I had nothing to do with. So I know that a little later on this year, you're going to have another one of those really swell presidential elections that you like so much. You'll enjoy yourselves. It'll be a lot of fun. I'm sure as soon as the election is over, your country will improve immediately. As for me, I'll be home on that day doing essentially the same thing as you. The only difference is when I get finished, I'm going to have a little something to show for it, folks. Thank you very much.
I must have been born in the right space and time. A drifter, a seer, well, I ain't got a dime. No worries or troubles, ain't nobody can be as happy as me. I'm a rodeo man. ones, mean sons of bitches, broken some bones, I took hundreds of stitches. But ain't nothing to it if you stick to my plan. Be prouder than hell to be a rodeo man. Someday I'll make it to the top of the world. I'll drive a Cadillac, I'll have all kinds of girls. I'll be the envy of all the top hands. Thank God Almighty, I'm a rodeo man. And my Stetson's on tight, fixing to ride for that gold buckle tonight. My muscles are hardened and my face is tight and tan. Tonight they'll be proud that I'm a rodeo man. Tonight I'll make it to the top of the world. Warm up the Cadillac, won't you call up the girl?
Singer, songwriter, and cult leader, maybe. Well, that's an alleged thing. Anyway, catch Muzzy Braun, Reckless Kelly, Mickey and the Motorcars, and many others at the Braun Brothers reunion, usually about August 11th. You can look it up on the Reckless Kelly website or BBR website if you want to see what they're up to this year as part of our cult deprogramming. More fun outdoorsy things to get your mind off the cult. If you wear gold shoes and just bought a $60 Bible, then this message is for you. Go to the Weezer Old Time Fiddlers Contest, or go to the mountain in Chalice in August, or go to the Yellow Pine Music Festival. See Nick Reed's gig. It's right around the Weezer Old Time Fiddle Festival, and he's got string dusters coming this year, and get it out of the cult. Okay, one other thing we have to discuss. Trump did not and was not sent by Jesus, okay, or God, or anybody. He's not deity. Don't let him get away with that. Can you imagine this guy over East tried to hog Easter, make Easter about him, and made all kinds of bizarre comparisons about him and Jesus? And I thought to myself, well, now we're going to have every screwball crazoid that believes in Trump outdoing him by saying, well, I believe, or God sent me, or you people who do communicate with a higher power or with deity. That's good, and I'm proud of you, and I'm very happy about it, and I would be even happier about it if you would get some audio tape or some video or some kind of solid evidence. Well, I do believe you talk to the Almighty. In order for me to believe that he talks back to you, I'm going to need a recording of some kind, a good video, audio, doesn't matter, just even a still photograph would lend some credibility to it. But things that come out of your mouth, and as far as the way you feel about people, and this, of course, is being addressed to the Bible salesman gone awry and turned politician, really don't think the guy is, you know, Mr. Trump, give us a break. You are the furthest thing from any deity or any kind of holy person that has ever been bestowed upon us. And the people in the cult that believe that you were sent by God are crazy, and they need to be put away. They're violent. They participated in the violent overthrow of our government. They are preparing to do it again, as you can understand with Trump's bloodbath talk. It's absolutely ridiculous to have to put up with this and let the goons, the red hats and the golden shoes, run the world. We hope that if nothing else, you can get away from that. And the best way to deprogram, get away from the sources. Don't watch any news. Quit trying to decide what is true and what is not and walk away from it. Get into nature. Get into music. Get into science would be a really good thing. Get into civics or some kind of education so that you know the rules and you realize that Obama cannot come and take your guns away. And Trump cannot simply shoot people for shoplifting like he claims. I don't know how many people would be for that. Nonetheless, it's not within the realm. Also, we don't put people in jail, regardless of how rich or poor they are, on a regular basis, unless they've done something wrong. And occasionally, because law enforcement is human, they do make an occasional mistake. But by and large, and in my lifetime, I've never been just simply harassed out of the blue, or by the blue, for minding my own business. Usually, if I had an encounter, not always, but usually, most of the time, if I was in trouble, I did something to bring grief upon myself. It's even more obscure for rich people and get harassed by them. That's not low-hanging fruit to law enforcement. It's very difficult, and it's even more difficult when you are apprehending a man who has absolutely no morals, amoral. He's going to threaten you. He's going to threaten everybody involved. He's going to threaten the jurors. He's going to threaten the prosecutor, the judge. And people say, oh, they're picking on him. You try that when you get a speeding ticket. Call the judge up or the prosecutor or the public defender and threaten them and see how long you stay out of jail. I truly believe that Trump's just pushing the issue, and what he wants to do is get thrown in jail to further his martyrdom. But I do believe that most people right now can see that. He wants to have that victimhood going for him because he's got a whole bunch of people thinking that just maybe Jesus Christ sent this guy. He sent him down here to commit rape and assault women and to treat minorities horribly and to threaten people. And to say he's going to shoot shoplifters and he's going to punish women who have an abortion, which to me is the most ridiculous of all, as if being pregnant alone under the best of circumstances is not punishment enough. I might get some feedback on that because people say, well, no, it's a glove. It makes women very uncomfortable for many months. Not something that needs any kind of added pressure or pain in the decision process. All the men out there that have tried to, as a single father, have tried to raise a kid or children, have a better idea of what's involved. But nonetheless, it's time to ditch the guy. I mean, hopefully he'll crack up. Because I don't understand why he would not. Nothing happened the first time. Why wouldn't he just say, well, he's already saying it's rigged. He's starting that diatribe because he knows he's going to lose. And so he's going to have a rigged election. What kind of nonsense is he going to pull this time to keep in the spotlight for another 4 or 8 years? When he loses this time, do not open the door back up, slam it shut, and if possible, we should figure out some way that at least we can prosecute people who participate in a violent overthrow of our government within a 4-year period so they don't get seconds. He gets to try it again now, and who knows how many people will get hurt, how many people of his screwball following will he get upset, and how many of those gold-shoed, red-hatted idiots will be swarming the Capitol. This election period or insurrection period, why not just skip right to it? Because he is going to ignore the results of it. Anyway, it's frustrating. We do try and interject some humor and keep things light. We call ourselves the insurrection off-ramp because we're trying to find a way around this. We don't think that for every 4 years we should have to go through the fear of our Capitol being attacked because some screwball Bible salesman is coming after us every 4 years, and he's going to run no matter what. The only way to do it is to do what he's begging for. Put him in prison, just like you would anybody else that had maybe 5 felonies. Guy's got 88. If he gets convicted, put him away. If he doesn't, at least speed things up so some people who doubt or don't understand the system will realize, no, you don't get arrested or indicted unless you've done something wrong. And it's done by a grand jury, which is a jury of peers. It's more difficult to get someone like Donald Trump and try and prosecute him than it is the average guy on the street walking down the street spitting on the sidewalk. I do hope those of you that are inculcated or are part of the MAGA cult try and get outside, enjoy spring, ride your bike, go fishing, meditate, go to church. As long as it's not one of these screwball churches that think Donald Trump is an okay guy and he was sent here by Jesus. Huh, Jim Sommer down in Twin Falls. I could name some other names, but these people are clergy, and they think that Donald Trump is a holy man. And I only have this to say. What has caused them to abandon their own common sense and logic? What if they talked like that? And maybe some of them do. I know they didn't like Obama very well, and they called him a lot of unnecessary names and accused that, you know, he was the one who's going to take your guns away. He hasn't shown up yet. I'm glad nobody came here and said, I'm with the government, I want your guns. That won't happen. Another thing about that particular myth is the United States government wants you to have a gun. They don't want people to come marching down the highway and be able to waltz into everybody's home. They want an armed citizenry for our own safety and to make sure that we don't get invaded. If you can remember all the way back to Saddam Hussein and the problem we had taking over that country was he issued an AK-47 to every household. Taking over that country block by block and household by household was no easy task.
When Donald Trump was president the first time, the Russians wanted him to win.
He called him colorful, talented. He said, Donald Trump is the absolute leader of the U.S. presidential race.
They helped him. He won.
Господин Трамп избрал американский народ. Можно спорить.
He never forgot it.
He welcomed his support.
I like that he said that.
Over and over, Trump put Putin and Russia over American interests.
The problem is not that Putin is smart. The real problem is that our leaders are dumb.
He wants Putin to win in Ukraine.
I said, this is genius.
Told him Russia can do what it wants in attacking our NATO allies.
I would encourage them to do whatever the hell they want.
He doesn't have a good relationship with Putin. He owes Putin. Trump's not just on the other side, he's on the take.
Today we have with us adjudicated rapist, Bible salesman, and presidential candidate Donald Trump. How do you feel about your supporters?
And I think my supporters are nothing but inbred white trash. If you are one of my supporters, you are among the stupidest motherfuckers on earth. Only a brain-damaged, trailer-dwelling, redneck, sling-blade type would stand by a clown like me, knowing full well that I am a rapist, con-man thief who owes $500 million in legal judgments, and after a lifetime of creating a fake image of unlimited wealth, I don't have the cash to pay them. And yet millions of dumbfounded dipshits still think I'm their lord and savior. It's really pathetic because it just goes to show that a huge percentage of America is made up of complete fucking idiots. Only the most hopelessly gullible morons would still support me after 91 felony indictments. If you're still supporting me after January 6th, Stormy Daniels, the Trump University fraud, the Trump mortgage scam, my serial wife cheating, the Access Hollywood tape, my association with Jeffrey Epstein, my racism, my casino bankruptcies, my failed airline, my yacht being repossessed, my failed football team, and all my many, many crimes, you're an irredeemably brain-dead idiot. With shit for brains and a rotten and blackened heart, you are a waste of oxygen that a decent person could be breathing. But if you want to vote to destroy your own country, go right ahead. You're too stupid to matter. I will laugh as I take everything you own and send you to a death camp, you stupid piece of shit.
Hey, Mike Johnson, time to quit being Trump's wrecking ball. Get the border bill up, get the Ukraine aid bill up, and get the humanitarian aid bill up. Here on the Insurrection Off-Ramp, I'd like to thank Vern Peterson and Muzzy Braun, Bruce Alkire, From Bruce Alkar's album Road to Atlanta, here now once again is Babbling Brook, featuring Matt Hartz, Larry Brandon, Ray Leeds, Kenny Saunders, Robert Dobson, and Sam Alkar.
Been treated very unfairly by this judge. Now, this judge is of Mexican heritage. I'm building a wall, okay? I'm building a wall.
The Trump-hating prosecutor in the case, he's his wife and family despise me much more than he does, and he decides, I think he's about a 10. They're about a 15 on a scale of 10.
Then you have deranged Jack Smith, who's a Trump-hater and represents all the Trump-haters.
You have a radical left attorney general like Letitia James. Who's a disgrace to our country.
The judges on these cases, they're all Trump haters.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
Knowing he was not too pleased with some of his fan base, we asked the ex-president, Bible salesman, and adjudicated rapist how he felt about his family, mainly Melania and Barron.
Throw him out into the cult.
In response to rumors, we asked Donald Trump if he had any problems when he visited the Queen of England when he was president previously.
Beach, I moved on her and I failed. I'll admit it.
Whoa.
I did try and fuck her. She was married.
And you have to admit, it's not the kind of image you might want for a Bible salesman, let alone the president of the United States. What do you have to say to those who might object?
Knock the crap out of
me. We have only begun to fight.
But does it on the off-ramp. Have a great springtime. Watch some baseball. And we'd like to invite you also to sign up for one of the many outdoor concerts in the area this year. Try and get some music in your soul and let that red hat go. Till next time, get your news from comedians and eat tacos for breakfast. Pat McCurdy, live the good life. Sleep in the streets and see you next time.
That's all, folks.